Welcome to the Big Hot Show, Episode 4. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week, I've got...
Ben.
Will.
Abigail.
And this is your Big Hot Show for Tuesday, April 5th, 2011. Guys, we got a lot to get to this week. A lot of things to discuss. I was thinking about education the other day, right? What is education? You sit in a room, and the teacher tells you some shit, and then you absorb it, and then you... write it in your book, and you read it in your book, and you get it, right?
All right. Well, I mean, at a basic level, sure. I mean, there are certain things that just have to get put in your head.
I thought about this. You know, I just looked at this website that teaches you how to scratch DJ. DJ Qbert is an amazing scratch DJ. He runs this website that he's like, I will show you how to DJ. I'll show you all the different scratches. And I know a good bit of scratching, but, like, this guy is really fucking good. And I was like, man, I kind of want to sign up for that. My point is this. It's just the video of him... talking to you and doing the thing. So in the future, imagine 50 years from now, could YouTube be educating our children? I mean, imagine Morgan Freeman sitting there with social studies, reading you the fucking social studies book. Why would you go to whoever grew up in your town when you could go to Einstein teaching you the shit, right? Like, I mean,
well,
is that...
there's already been a huge difference, or YouTube has made a huge difference. Look, when I learned to play guitar 15 years ago, you had to go to a music store, give some dude with a mullet $40 a month, and he would teach you how to play Skynyrd songs, all right? Like, that's the way that worked.
Right.
Now, you want to learn to play guitar, you can get online, get some advice about what guitar to get, go to YouTube, and there are literally, thousands.
That's what blows my mind. There's so much education.
And then beyond that...
Well, no, you know, I used to read all these graphic design blogs all the time, and it's like, all you need for graphic design is just look up some shit online, follow what other people do. Is that not how you do any skill? You mimic others until you can do it competently yourself and then innovate.
And then move from there.
Yeah, like, sure. You know, there's lots of tutorials and stuff.
Guys, you know what I realized? What I learned online?
How to be a whore?
How to suck dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Whoa. We got to air it. Like, DJ Qbert, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. No, I used to watch videos, read tips, stuff like that.
Wait, watch videos?
Wait, no, yeah. It seems like you don't get a lot from a video. Well, I guess you could.
So she all like, but then when you do anything, you got,
whoa. Can you
wait,
do that
so
in slow motion? Because
like
I'm trying to learn.
Inside the mouth?
I just watched what they did with their mouth, and then I would read tips.
Now, that's fucked up, too, though, because we're learning sexuality from the internet now. That's like our definition of sexuality is the internet.
It's actually becoming a lot more prevalent to be accepting of certain fetishes. Because
right, yeah. Like, if you had a weird fucked up fetish 10 years ago, it's no big deal. But if you have a weird fucked up fetish now, well, I've seen a couple videos about it on a couple of sites I peruse. I understand.
You know, that fetish is so passe, you know.
BDSM used to be a big deal. It's not anymore.
You get desensitized real quick. Oh, I don't know.
Used to be a big deal?
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Well, I mean, ten years ago, I thought sex was a big deal, so it's hard for me to keep that in mind.
To me, like, BDSM is, like, that. To me, that's the definition. Sex is all about power.
And, well, you need to start hunting up some fetish videos, buddy. There's some shit out there.
BDSM is most prevalent among people our age. Spanking and,
Well, sure. I mean, you see it in popular culture. I mean, you see spanking and tying. I mean, it's not like something weird that people don't hear of, right?
Spanking and choking.
Tell us more about the dick sucking videos you watched as a child.
I don't know. I would just watch them and I would learn things about them.
What age was this, though?
Six.
Seriously, what age?
I didn't start watching porn until I was 12, but I didn't have.
Really? Jesus.
God damn, are you serious?
I just found out about porn yesterday. And it's amazing. I'm 38.
I'm going to Google BDSM when I get home.
But I didn't have a serious boyfriend until I was 14.
It wasn't.
But that was my classification.
But that's what I'm talking about is fucked up at that age. At this, in our current position in the universe, right, and our current level of humanity and technology, children as young as 12 can be exposed to pornography before they have a boyfriend at 14.
But sexuality isn't that big of a deal. Like, porn doesn't damage children.
I'm not saying it does, but at the same time, it seems like our society creates a lot of hubbub around it, right? And it seems like to
I would have felt it's made a big deal. Yeah,
so
if you make it a big deal, it is a big deal.
I've seen the devil. I better be careful now.
If you are like open and honest with children, you're like, oh, hey, this is sex. You're going to have it eventually.
Yeah, it's a much bigger deal here in America.
Yeah,
like,
why
don't
you tell all
360
million Americans about that?
At the same time, though, there is fucked up shit available for you to watch on the internet. Far more than Bob and Jane are having sex. It's like, oh, you're a fucking dragon and I'm raping you with my cock.
King Arthur's dragon cock.
Wait, where did you see that?
It's the new Dragon Age porn site. It's called Dragon Gauge. If you just look it up on...
Blake, are you serious? Or are you
right,
fucking
G-A-Y, because I'm into that.
Are you serious or are you fucking with me?
I don't know at this point. But what kind of sex... No, I want to find out more about these sex tips you looked up. Like, what did they say? Well, because, God, I mean, what if it comes to a point in my life where I need to suck dick? It's coming close, all right? What do I need to do? What are they?
Use your hands. You multitask.
Multitask? You're checking your Twitter? Yeah. You're making toast? Time. What else are you doing?
Focus on the frenulum. That's good.
Whoa! Is that a part on my man body? Because I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, frenulum is on your penis.
Where is it?
Well, presumably.
Point on Will because.
Oh, is that that spot with yes. that you're like?
Yeah. No! Whoa! I don't know.
You really don't know.
Frenulum? I've never even heard that fucking word.
It's amazing.
Am I alone? Okay, one person in the room says no. What is a frenulum? If this is my penis, where is a frenulum?
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right, so this is... Okay, say this is the underside of your penis right here, and this
okay.
is the above.
The listeners, speak into the mic. We need to know this.
The listeners have no idea.
Okay, so on the underside of your penis, where the nerve endings are connecting to your head, that's it right there. It's like a bump.
It's a bump?
Kind of, like vein.
It's like a dude clit.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
Wait, I don't think I have one of these.
No, you do. Every man does.
There's a bump on the underside right under the...
Yeah.
This is dirty. How the fuck did this happen?
We're going to be censored by the FCC.
I always make this dirty.
My penis is very small, so I'm going to get a magnifying glass and look for this
later today. Okay, you look
for
it. Look it up online. Google it.
Marker in the
I'll be like, no, ladies, right
it
here.
It should be your favorite thing. It really is. It's good.
Yeah. Well...
Will, what do you think about that?
It's funky.
Don't worry. We're getting to that later. So, I think this is the perfect opportunity for us to have a Ben's. Are you not ready? Could you do it? You could do it. Ben's hypothetical question of the week.
All right. So, imagine you go to the doctor's office, right?
Sure.
And you're going to the doctor's office because you need your annual physical.
Sure.
And the doctor that comes in is an attractive lady. She's checking all your stuff, make sure you're not dying. Got a finger in your butt. I think that's what they do at a physical. That's what happened at mine.
I've never had that one.
I've never gotten the finger in the butt.
She was good looking, so what do I know? Anyway, let's just say that this didn't happen, and maybe it's a female doctor, and she's checking your stuff out, and she's... tweaking on your nipples and things like that.
Whoa, wait.
What the hell, doctor,
is
this?
Where is this sexy finger-inserting, nipple-tweaking doctor I can go see?
So the doctor's doing all this. Make sure you're not dead. That's what the whole point is, right? Like, you don't have cancer, no AIDS, they check your butthole.
I have to have sex with
you
to make sure
cancer.
Your penis works.
No, not sex with you. Why would she do that? She's just checking your butthole, make sure you don't have butthole cancer.
What does butthole cancer feel like?
I don't know. I don't have it.
I'm not a doctor.
Also,
I don't know.
Right. I haven't tested anybody.
I haven't gone to school for years.
So let's just say that she's doing this. And then she was like, all right, well, you seem to be okay, but there's one more thing.
What is it?
No, say it!
And then she opens her lab coat up. Right there in front of you is a big throbbing...
God damn it.
Cock. How do you feel about that physical that you just got from the otherwise sexy nurse?
It's like every time I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm totally buying into this fantasy. And every time you betray me.
I'm going to the health center tomorrow. I need a physical from the finest lady you have. We only have old white men here. Well, I hope they have dicks under their lab coats.
Okay, this feels like the same question as last week, but I'll entertain it. You're having a little bit of a sexy time
so
with the exam.
So she's got a finger in your ass, and then she's squeezing your balls, making you cough, pushing on your
right,
gooch.
You're feeling a little good. You're already kind of in the mood, right?
Right. Well, yeah. It's a you're half finger chubbing in your ass. Duh.
Ben, I think you have a fetish for traps.
No. But it's not funny to me.
I'm going to stick my dick in a bear trap, yo.
It's not funny to me to give the hypothetical, and it's like, and then she's got a pussy. Like, what do you do? Well, well, how about this? She opens her lab coat, and she is a bear. Just not a hairy gay.
You fuck her.
Not a hairy gay, dude. I mean, just claws and...
Like a bit real bear, like I understand. A real goddamn,
and a polar bear, because otherwise you would have noticed. But she got a white lab coat on, so that it blended in. It was camouflaged. So she is a bear. She doesn't have a penis. She doesn't have to have a penis. I don't think it really matters either way.
So it's changed now. It's a bear. It's not a penis anymore.
Well, how about this? Which one's better?
But does she have bear claws?
Well, it's... I mean, if it's a polar bear, you're like helping an endangered species by breeding them with ours.
Obviously, her face and arms and legs.
Well, she's got long sleeves, so her hands. But she could have gloves on.
I don't think you could hide bear claws under gloves.
Really? When's the last time you saw a polar bear nurse? Doctor. yeah.
All right, let's assume hands and feet and some of the leg and the face.
I think that's
human.
Even better than the yeah. Okay, so that's it.
That's it. Or a dick.
I want you to edit it. No. Fuck.
I'm not editing this. Okay. This needs to be raw. All right.
Yeah. It's gonna be raw when she's got a polar bear dick inside of you. So.
Whoa! You said it was polar bear or dick.
No, I just
combined
the two to fuck with you. No, so she's either got a dick or she's a polar bear.
All right. I'm gonna end this discussion. Obviously, you'd go with the dick. Obviously.
Okay. Well, really?
No, polar bear, dude.
Polar bear.
Oh my god, no polar bear. It'd be like what? Laying on a bear rug while fucking her.
And you come in a rug. That's kind of awesome.
Wait, how did she pass medical school and learn to talk? That's a much more important question.
That's a whole new level of a trap. I mean, it's.
All right. So you two, are your votes polar bear, polar bear, or dick?
Polar bear. No, I'm going to go with dick.
All right, dick and...
What
kind of weird latent homophobia is that? Oh, but she doesn't have a dick, so she obviously has a vagina.
No,
so you're
it'd be
afraid
great,
because,
like, she has breasts and a dick. It'd be like win-win.
Oh, wait, so you will fuck a trap.
Have you ever had sex with a transsexual?
No.
But would you? I would.
No.
I mean, I'm not judging.
He said, I will.
Well, okay, other two guys in the room. Polar bear or dick? Polar bear and... Polar bear. All right,
that's because they're afraid of
you
dicks.
And me are the only two dicks left, Abigail.
Well, she's got tits. I mean,
I don't know.
Dick.
They're like, but
right. I mean, there's something to
how
skin.
Sweet,
and,
I think, and I know that it was my hypothetical. It depends on how sweet her tits and body are. Like, if she's kind of flabby.
No, I think in the
tits,
fantasy, you assumed hotness. I think it was assumed hotness.
It might be a coin flip.
Right, lab coat, you don't know.
Hey, if she's a polar bear.
If I close my eyes, does it matter?
If she's a polar bear, is she a virgin or not? How experienced is she?
And this has been Ben's hypothetical of the week. Thank you so much.
I want to know. Don't shut me off.
So it's time to unveil a new section. It's called Dear Abby.
Oh, God. Okay.
So we get emails from the listeners every now and then, and they want to know from a sexually experienced woman.
Yes.
What to do about relationship problems.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you the letter.
Okay.
Dear Abigail, I recently started dating JR. Dallas fan. We're getting close to being exclusive and agree on almost everything. We did have a disagreement last Friday before I went out with my girlfriends, though. He says it's cheating if I go out to the club with girls and dance with another guy. I say it's not cheating because it's just dancing. Who's right, me or him?
Girl.
From Anne.
Girl, you just rub on that stranger's dick.
You think that's cool? You think, I mean, because I can see the point. You have a boyfriend. He's like, I'm going to go to the strip club and rub my face with some titties. Yeah, man.
I would do that too, though.
You say that. See, yeah. That's my point.
I like breasts.
You say that.
Breasts.
It's cool for a girl to be sexually provocative with a guy, but it's never cool. You see what I'm saying?
No,
there is kind of the double standard.
So when I go out to go dancing and I am in a relationship, I only dance with my chick friends or if I have like a gay dude friend.
But is there such a thing as a truly gay dude friend?
No, there are. There are.
No, I don't. It's all flesh, man. I mean, come on. I'm not so sure I'm straight.
I have had gay dudes grab my tits, but that was just because they thought they were fun.
But then they were all, oh my God, they do feel like jelly.
Whoa, hey.
Yeah, they were.
That's funny and not offensive.
Look, I have a lot of gay friends that talk like that, so obviously I'm entitled to assume that all gay people ever have talked like that. Sorry, gay people.
So, Abigail, what's your advice to Anne?
I would just say, you know, be really open and honest with him and, you know.
She can't even complete the sentence.
Open and honest and listen to his feelings and how he feels about this situation.
All right. This has been Dear Abigail, a segment which will not recur next week.
No, get a sexier question. I want a sexier question.
That's not sexy.
Oh, anyone, if you like a letter for Abigail, it's feedback@bighotshow.com. Okay, you know, I do actually have a little bit of a sexual question for you, because you are the only girl here. Rape fantasies. Do all girls have rape fantasies?
No, I don't have one.
No, but there's something to a guy, like, overpowering you and being dominant. I mean, that's the same thing as BDSM, right?
Yeah, no, I definitely do like the overpowering thing, but and isn't
rape kind of the ultimate, like, quintessential zenith of that?
I don't think that, like, some women do have that fantasy. And if you do communicate with your partner before you interact with it, then that's fine, and that can be fun and enjoyable for both. But
I mean, it's not a thing. Is this not? I mean, you've never had one of these things?
No, I haven't.
Any dudes? I mean, there's something to that. I mean, there's something about a powerful woman, right?
A dominatrix.
A dominating woman. That's
if you are
hard,
a dominatrix,
right?
You can make a lot of money.
I don't know if I've ever had a woman rape fantasy, but I can see where that comes from.
Yeah, I haven't had a rape fantasy about that, but I like when a girl. Well, I don't know. Why am I telling you guys this?
No, tell us.
If a girl's gonna be like, I'm gonna fucking pin your hands back or like handcuff you, like I'm okay with that. But if she was like, I'm gonna blindfold you and jam things in your ass, which I would not be okay with, which would be a rape fantasy if I had that. And if she did that, I would kick her.
That's why I have my sexual rules tattooed on my back.
That's why.
That way that everybody knows.
I keep mine on a waterproof scroll in my mouth all the time.
Well, what are your opinions of rape fantasies?
What the fuck does that mean? That's the most insane shit I've ever heard you say. Who fucking says that?
I don't know, but I gotta go home and do some writing just in case. In case the sexy polar bear nurse comes up for me.
All right. We got to move on from...
I tickled myself.
We got to move on from rape. All right. It's time for another segment. This one's Will Shirley's Booze Reviews. So, Will, you don't have a box of Franzia this week. I'm a little disappointed.
No, I opted for an imported Canadian whiskey this evening.
Okay, now what's it called? Give us a little review of it.
Well, the first thing that caught my eye about the bottle was the cursive writing, but also above it, it said that it was the finest.
And also 40 proof in 625. That
625
also caught your
eye. For a fifth, yes.
So what's your review?
I would have to say that the Northern Lights, as it's called, it makes me feel like I'm in the woods with a beard and a child.
What?
And this has been Will Shirley's Booze Reviews. I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? I'm in the woods with a child.
I'm drinking some of that whiskey when we get done.
You know, speaking of being in the woods with a child, Will. So you and Abigail are dating now. Will, how old are you?
Yeah.
Is it over 27?
Well, yeah.
Is it 28, maybe?
Well, it's very soon.
And Abigail, how old are you? Come on, no clamming up now.
20.
You're 20.
6. 26.
Now, I don't think that's right. Now, some people would say that's a big gap. What would you say to those people that say that's a big gap?
They'd say, look at her vagina if you want to see a big gap.
That's
the most clever thing.
Like, that's what she gets her feelings hurt about. Not that she's 8 years younger than her boyfriend and can't drink.
And not that she got her blowjob tips from watching videos on the internet. But really?
Well, seriously, how are those tips working out for her? Because I really want to know. It is really quiet over there.
Abigail, describe Will's frenulum.
It's rather small.
Well, I mean, it's only one small... It's a bundle of nerves. Yeah. What do you want from me?
All right, so, but, you know... So, okay, I'm not trying to play... I guess I am trying to play devil's advocate. Some people say 8 years, 28, 20. That's a big gap. What would you say to those people?
My dad and... I mean, my mom and my stepdad are 13 years apart.
Your mom and your stepdad are 13 years apart. Yeah, but I mean, when did they meet? I mean, if you meet... I think the older you get, the less weird it is.
She was 24.
She was 24. He was like... see, that's less weird to me.
37?
Wait. I mean, that's kind of weird. But I mean,
that kind of creeped me the fuck out. You
just,
I'm not gonna lie.
You just finished your teenager years. I mean, you technically last year you're a teenager, right?
Yeah.
Will has voted in 6 elections.
I've never voted. But I mean, you do have to think, like, when I was like 8 and I was playing with Ninja Turtles, you were still shitting yourself. You were still eating baby food.
It's okay, Will.
Like, not because it was the only thing you could find.
Okay.
It's okay. You're still at school, so am I, but mine's clearly still socially acceptable.
Clearly, they don't want to answer the question. We'll move on to question number 2. Question 2. You know, let's imagine 2 people that aren't these 2, all right? Let's say there's, you know, these 2 people, and they've known each other for a really long time, right? And they've been good, fast friends and have never hooked up or anything. And then all of a sudden...
Are you coming on to me?
I thought he was coming on to me.
He was looking at
me. He had his eyes locked, so...
And then, yeah, all of a sudden, after like 3.5 years of knowing each other?
We haven't known each other that long.
I don't think he's talking about you guys at this point.
Okay. All of a sudden, you're fucking in your boyfriend and girlfriend. That's a little weird, right?
We've only known each other for 1.5 years.
How many times do I have to say he's not talking about you?
Oh, okay. No, well, who are you talking about?
He's talking about somebody else.
Mystery shattered.
Yeah,
alpha.
Oh, well, yeah. 1.5 years.
I wish somebody got feedback at bighotshow.com. I mean, there was a reason you guys didn't get together before then, right? Right? There was 1.5 years where you didn't fuck. What changed?
She got real desperate. I just had to wait and encourage desperation and sabotage all her other interactions with men until she finally... It works. It's a very long, long plan, but the payoff, it's effective.
I can't wait for this to fall apart so I can make fun of both of you. I really
can, because that's going to be the most awkward nightmare fucking podcast ever.
A good podcast.
I think Abigail's a slut. I think Will has a tiny dick. That's what it's going to be.
I think we should break up just for
you. I think I
just
have a tiny dick
because
your pussy's the size of Florida.
We can get back together after the podcast, but we should just have breakup
podcast.
Look,
I tell you what, you should think about it for 8 years, the distance that separates you two. If any of the listeners have any feedback at bighotshow.com.
Does anybody else hate babies?
I hate babies.
Oh, I do.
God.
Like, this is something that's been bothering me for a while. I'm at the age where a lot of members of my family that are also within my age are having babies. Only women. Turns out that's the way that works.
I'm learning so much.
They're all like really fucking excited about it, and all the old people in my family are excited about it. Even my dad, who is this misanthropic old fuck, they're all like, "Oh my god, it's beautiful." I am terrified of what happens, and part of it is I think that it can't happen to me. But do you guys ever think about this? The fact that a woman has a thing live inside of her for almost a year, like it signs a 9-month lease. And it's just hanging out. And then it's like, hey, you know the thing? The only, one of the few things that gives sexual pleasure to other people? I'm going to fuck that up real good. Here's my face. That's really scary. For 9 months, there's a thing that's like, hey, from the inside of you. It's hey, guess what? Can you hear what I'm thinking? Because I'm hooked up to you. It bothers me so much. Am I the only one that hates babies?
Dude, no, and you know what trips me out? It's like you have a baby, right? And, you know, there's all these weird fucking diseases your kid can have. Your kid has Down syndrome, your kid has one of these fucked up, and then instead of having a person...
That's schizophrenia.
Instead of, having a person you can relate to, you've got, just this... I'm not trying to sound like an asshole, but like an object, more or less, right, that you have to take care of forever.
It's not interesting for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, at least to me. I mean, I don't know.
It's like, oh my god, I would never have sex, because that's a possibility. There's, a 1% chance I have some terrible fucking outcome.
Something comes out of your penis that makes eyeballs. Like, that's enough to not ever want to have sex ever again.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, think about that. Hey, about this. Sex could make something with teeth come out of your vagina.
Oh, my God. No, not again.
But there's that thing where they slip.
I thought babies had, one tooth. They were, rocking.
No?
No?
You're an idiot.
How else they open like cans of beer and shit when they need to?
You know what's funny is newborn babies who have been born like naturally, they have like those cone heads. That's disturbing.
Well, I had one, but not because I was born naturally. It's because I have a giant fucking head.
And, you do.
Let me tell you, around age 20, your parents will start to remind you of that. Hey, guess what you ruined when you showed up?
Aww.
My parents haven't had sex in 26 years.
So from all of us here at the Big Hot Show, oh, by the way, if you have any feedback for us, it's feedback@bighotshow.com, no W on the O on the show. I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Ben.
I'm Abigail.
And we'll see you next time. Gross. It's so gross. It's like watching your cousins fuck each other. That's what it's like.